Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing today?
Good. How's everything going with you?
Everything is good. In case you missed it on our Next Gen New York City recap, we are now officially on sale with our In the Mix tour, 2026 to 2027. The tickets are on sale at watchwhatcrappens.com. I'm just going to do a quick run through the schedule. So if you hear your city, go get your tickets, because guess what? Our first stop is Kansas City, and that is October 3rd. That's like 3 weeks away. It's really close. It's really soon. So don't delay. So if you hear your city, then go buy a ticket. And we won't do this every episode, but just because it just went on sale, we'll just run through the schedule right now. So listen up, everyone. October 3rd, Kansas City. October 4th, Chicago. October 17th, Minneapolis. October 18th, Detroit. November 5th, Philadelphia. November 7th, D.C. November 12th, Dallas. November 13th, Austin. November 15th, Houston. December 8th, Nashville. December 9th, Clearwater, Florida. December 10th, Fort Lauderdale. January 9th is San Francisco. January 23rd is Salt Lake City. January 24th is Denver. January 27th, Charleston, South Carolina. That's part of a comedy festival. That ticket link is not up just yet. It'll be up once the festival announces its ticket links. January 28th is Atlanta. February 4th is Seattle. February 5th is Vancouver. February 7th is Portland. February 20th is Toronto. February 21st is Boston. And February 25th, we end it in New York City with the Golden Crappies at Town Hall. We will be celebrating 15 years of podcasting by the time this tour is over. So come join us. Thank you for listening to that whole schedule. And we look forward to seeing your smiling faces in the audience.
Yes, and this Monday, September 14th, I'm going to be doing a dinner cruise with Hannah Ferrier and Austin from Southern Charm. You can get tickets. That's in New York City. It's going to be super fun. We're just going to cruise around, do dinner, do an interview. So it's dinner and a show with me, Austin, and Love Hannah. It. So find tickets for that on Hannah and Austin's link in bio on their Instagrams. And today is Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 20, Episode 10. Here we go.
Woo-hoo. Here we go. This is a new, it seems to be like this is the new tradition on Orange County, which is that every season they do dueling trips. I don't think any other show does a dueling trip. Maybe on this show they just know they need to, because otherwise you have these like blocks of people like Emily and Gina and the Tres Amigas who just sit in their blocks and scheme against each other. So this is the way to mix things up. So we have it's our dueling trip episode. And we start with Tamara going through closets packing for Solvang, because one group is going up to wine country, to the little Danish town of Solvang, California.
Yeah, so Tamara, this is Tamara's house in Big Bear, right? Is it by Solvang, I guess?
No, but Big Bear is in a different, Big Bear's more to the east and Solvang is more up by Santa Barbara. It's just sort of
Oh, different. So that wasn't Tamara's house that they're staying in later? I guess Tamara's house I think is it's more just, cabin looking.
Yeah, I think this is just an Airbnb that she usually stays at when she goes up to Solvang.
Oh, okay. So she's packing with Eddie. It's a really charisma coming off the screen as usual, because it's Eddie. He's like, who's coming?
Oh, me, Heather, Carmela, Gina. I decided I'm not going to invite Shannon and Vicky. I'm hoping, you know, we can all get to know each other. And Carmela's just so sweet. I want everyone to know she's not trashy. She's not trash at all.
Eddie's like, well, it's just gonna be me and you, Rugby. The dog's like, great, can't wait, me with Eddie again. Then we see Jen. She's packing with Ryan, and she's like, oh, you know, me, Vicky, and Emily and Shannon are gonna go to La Quinta, and I told Emily about the pamphlet, and it's crazy. So apparently that Ryan had like a caretaker pamphlet for his knee surgery, and it showed how to have sex safely without hurting his knee. And they did it.
It like gave actual positions. It was like a Kama Nitra, like a Nitra Sutra or something for his fucking while you got your knee hurt, I guess. Apparently there wasn't one where you fuck someone with your knee. So that was a big shock for me.
Yeah.
Thank God for pamphlets.
Thank God. So then Emily is, we go over to Emily and Shane packing, and she's like, I'm going to stay at Vicky's house in La Quinta. I told Luke about it. He'll be okay just one night. He better be, like, he's been better about that. He doesn't grab onto my leg and cry. That's a step, unless it's me, because I can't take a step, because Luke's on my leg.
Yeah, things are great after date night with Shane, but not really, because we haven't really talked or nothing's changed. It's crazy how after years of marriage, one dinner of me saying, I made you steaks, doesn't change things.
We saw a flashback of that dinner, and I was cracking up. She's like, come on, Shane, I've been making steaks for you. I've been having sex with you. And he's like, you made steak one time. Okay, great. It's been great. What do you need from me? Didn't give you enough appreciation for that one steak you made me. Wow. Yeah,
talk about a low stakes situation. So Shane drops Emily off at Jen's place, and then Shannon comes, and she's got like a whole bunch of gift bags and everything. She's like, huh, whoa, I'm off balance with all these gift bags. I'm wacky. Look at me, little slapstick for America. Woohoo!
Can I get some White Lotus music in here?
You're like, she's like teetering around with her gifts.
How am I going to get a gift out of the car?
And Vicky drives up like, what are you doing? Get a job.
I've got pajamas that are personalized and hats that say whoop it up classic.
Isn't that funny? Because we're going to be going golfing. Vicky's like, I'm really excited to show my house off. And also this random monster truck that I apparently drive now. And it just, like, it takes a lot to own three houses. And I just want it showcased to the girls that you can, like, work and enjoy your life. Or, alternatively, you can work and not enjoy your life. I'm going to showcase one of those things today. And Shannon needs a break from Tamara, and that's why I decided to bring her. And Emily, I've always tried to have a great time with her, and I want to get to know them better. And Jen, too. And basically, the producer said I have to bring them along. So I guess that's what I have to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, you know, I want to showcase to the girls that I could work hard, they could do nothing, and enjoy the lifestyle I'm providing them for this day in my house, which I'm lucky to be in. So Carmela is putting stuff in her car, and she hits her head. And her and Tamara are both dressed like the Orange County Special, like spike heels and leggings, which I really liked. And Tamara's like,
you know what? When somebody's late, it really bothers me really bad.
And I didn't know what she was talking about, but then Carmela's like, I've got to go do my hair still. So just hold on. I'm just going to like put a curler through my hair. She's like,
that makes me crazy. Like if we're leaving at 11 and then you have to curl your hair. What? Didn't your mom teach you not to be rude?
It is crazy.
Everybody because you're asking.
I know.
About how somebody was raised. Really?
I know. Tamara of all people. But it is crazy because Carmela shows up late and then makes them all sit while she does her hair. And she shows up at, I think, at 11:45. And they don't leave until 12:45 later on because, you know, I was watching the timestamps. So I would be furious, you know, because, like, there's traffic. Just traffic. Just based off of traffic.
It's annoying. And it's also very Housewives. And especially this week because that was what Ultimate Girls Trip was about, too. Someone's late.
Yeah.
So then we go to Vicky's car and they're driving. It's Shannon, Jen, and Emily. And Jen's like, oh my God, Shannon, it's so good to see you. Have you talked to the guy that you made out with? What about that? She's like, oh, well, get this. I did see him.
I saw him on a date with a 30-year-old. 30 years old. I walked right up to that table and I said, I start charities, Miss 30-year-old.
You know, I'm looking for a long-term, you know, right now, but as a kissing connoisseur, I want to explore and see what's out there. I mean, I'm a connoisseur, but I don't have a huge sample size. I mean, I'm not some loose slut who would walk around the beach with my ex-husband, David.
I'm a connoisseur, not a connoisseur. Whore. Connoisseur. Well, it's harder to say than I thought it would.
So then over in Tamara's car with Gina and Carmela is now she's her hair is done, but now she has to give herself a shot of insulin. And Tamara's like, you guys are making me crazy. I'm like, well, I think you can wait the 30 seconds it takes for her to like give herself her medication.
This
That's
is medical.
Okay.
Yeah, the medical's okay. And she's like, oh my God, Tamara's making my anxiety worse in the car. And I'm struggling with stress and my glucose is off. And there's just so much people that don't understand about this. This is a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
Okay, yeah, who cares? Medical, medical, schmedical, schmedical. Before we pick Heather up, I saw that she was talking to you. What was that about? Heather, well, I saw her hands moving like this. I'm really rich, you're really poor. What was she saying?
Well, I've got to hand it to Heather because she said I wouldn't be telling you this, but I'm afraid someone else will. And I genuinely like you, and I think you're a great mom, and I'm sorry. And Gina's like,
that's like mixed messaging. I'm sorry. And Tamara's like,
yeah, that's like her line to get out in front of it. Like, that's what it is. She get in front of it.
How is it mixed messaging? It was exact messaging. Well, because she's saying,
like, I was never going to tell you this. But someone is going to tell you it, so I'm going to tell you it. But I really like you. So meaning it's like, on the one hand, like, I was just going to hide the fact that about how I really felt. But now I'm being upfront. So I'm being upfront, yeah. And I'm being deceptive. But I personally, I mean, that's Gina's perspective. I personally think it's Heather saying, like, fuck it. These girls are going to try to make me look bad, so I'm not going to let them be the one. I will fess up to this, and I'll be the bigger person.
Yeah, and Carmela's like, well, she could have lied about it. And Gina says, well, you're really trying to make this work really hard, really hard. Did you hear that she's not using me as her real dog? That's like very offensive. That's like very. Yeah, I heard because she's using me. That is so offensive. I like how they argue with Carmela. Like, why are you using this slut to be your real dog? She's like, I'm right here. I am literally sitting right here.
I also love how Gina is accusing Carmela of working really hard, like having a lot of mental workarounds to keep Heather as a friend. It's like, A, you're the one who's actually working hard to destroy it. You're the one who's getting involved in everyone else's fights and getting yourself worked up into a tizzy. And yes, Carmela's going to work really hard because she's about to get a commission from Heather and she's about to like get Heather as a long-term client, you dodo.
Yeah, so Carmela's like, well, they have their own feelings, but I like Heather, you know, and the weird thing, girls, is that Heather was the one texting me saying, I can't wait to see you, but then she was calling me trashy, and Gina's like, yeah, it's a two-facedness, it's a two-facedness, it's a two-facedness about it, it's being faced aboutness about it, that gets me
Gina, who acts like she did not spend the first 5 or 6 episodes of this entire season trashing Carmela every time she had a chance to on camera.
What? She said she's like a real estate person, but she's like a developer and she like flipped. Like, I don't even understand what she is. What? She's paying Jim Padrani? What?
She was dragging Carmela any chance she could on camera and now she's going to accuse Heather of being the one who's two-faced while now Gina is sitting in the backseat of this car pretending like she somehow has Carmela's back.
Right. Like, I'm your real friend. I'm your real friend.
Such an asshole.
So in the other car, Emily's like, well, I just don't get it. Heather's saying derogatory things about Carmela, and then she's a real estate person. You know what, you guys? That's like somebody going to, that's like one of you guys going to somebody else for insurance. I represent every state, every company, and then you go hire some new girl to handle your insurance? No, no. That's not how it works. Meanwhile, Shannon did that. Shannon doesn't handle her insurance, which we found out last week. When she's like, oh, well, yeah, I have my insurance. Who handles that? It's not me. Oh, wow. Well, I just, ooh,
ooh. His name is Jake.
Blowing on a little straw right now.
Ooh. Ooh. Huh.
So Gina's like, it's the fakeness. It makes me question all the friendship. You are the fake one here. It's like for everything I just said, how you were so mean to Carmela and now you're weaponizing her just to like settle a score with Heather because Heather did not choose your inexperienced ass to be her real estate agent. Like, don't talk about fakeness when you are clearly just using Carmela as a pawn in this situation.
It's also so funny how her whole argument is like, oh, wow, Heather said, like, remember when Heather accused me of using her for real estate connections? But then her whole fight now is that Heather is not using her for real estate connections. Like, you are using her.
But also, like, I mean, Gina's also not necessarily wrong. Heather is fake. But I'm like, it's because Heather literally lives in a different city and she schmoozes amongst a different group of people. She's with hyper wealthy people and she has to come and be friends with you on this TV show because it's her job. So yeah, Heather is fake, but I feel like your arguments for her fakeness are not, those aren't the ones, you know?
I would take
Heather's fakeness over Gina's realness, her quote unquote realness. And that's just how it is.
It's like, I understand Heather's fakeness.
No excuse for it. Yeah. And that's crazy that I'm siding with Heather, but that's not bad. Gina sucks. So she's like, yeah, there's a pattern with Heather. She talked behind my back. She's saying bad things about Jim. And now she called Carmela trash. Like, oh, no, Tamara's saying this. And she's like, maybe you should just stop talking shit about other people. You hypocrite.
Tamara.
So funny. So Carmela's like, so you're saying I shouldn't bring it up with Heather? And Gina's like, no, let's just have a nice car ride. I'm going to have a scene with Heather later. So don't ruin my scene.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, you know.
So Heather has no idea, or maybe she probably does have an idea, that they've just been talking shit about her this entire time. So they drive up to her penthouse in Century City, and Heather comes out, like, you know, with those elbows. Like, she's created a letter W with her body. And she's like, hello, ladies. I have snacks from Erewhon. And she's got smoothies and potato chips. And she's like, and I've got dates. And she's got, by the way, the worst snacks, like all health food snacks. She's like, look at this. I've got peanuts that are coated in more peanuts. Enjoy. Ooh, who wants some edamame coated with nothing? Salt-free edamame. Everyone enjoy. It's from Erewhon. But you know, like Gina, it's like, wow, it's like caviar. She's like, she's sipping her big ol' Erewhon smoothie without any reservation. She's like calling Heather fake, but very happy to take that smoothie.
Yeah, very nice, like to take her $25 smoothie or whatever. And Tamara's like,
well, the real question is how much did it cost, bitch?
$150. Very, very fancy. Which is actually pretty cheap for all she got from Erewhon. That place is no joke.
It's no joke. So Gina's like, I feel like these Erewhon snacks are like a little too elevated for Carmela. See, now you're the one who's calling her trash, right?
Well, she's joking. She's saying, like, oh, Heather called her trash, so now she's getting her fancy snack. She's like, sometimes, isn't this a little elevated for trash?
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes, like, when we see the show the night before, and then, like, you read the actual line in the notes, you forget the actual tone in which it's said. I'm like, how dare she? Hypocrite.
So Heather's like, well, what do you think the girls are doing?
Maybe they're all there for Vicky's proposal.
Yeah, maybe they're all going to go to the bank. Because I think that's where the ring is kept, you know, in the bank vault. Maybe they'll get the ring out of the vault. And you know Gina's going to bring that up later.
Like, Heather was making fun of you not having a ring. She said that your ring is in a bank vault.
Meanwhile, it was Gina who was the first one to be like, maybe they're there for Vicky's proposal. I mean, Gina's just, she's just such a jerk. So then in the other car, Shannon's like, well, so for Tamara to say this is a theory and to put out something that she pulled out of the sky that Mike did that he revoked the ring. I mean, it is not ready to get married.
Stop talking about it. We are not ready to get married. I'm not talking about it right now. We're not getting married. It's a very serious thing. It's very serious.
It's so wrong to say that. Those are the words of someone who would not show up at Surf and Sand to celebrate a birthday. I'll say that right now. That's it.
In the other car, Gina's like, well, it does feel like he went and got the ring, and then something happened to make them not sure about the ring. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, you guys.
Gina.
Who cares if Vicky is going to get married to this fucking loser or not? It's Vicky. Vicky's a loser. She's in a relationship with a loser. It's Vicky's storyline for 20 years. Vicky is always with some shitty man. I mean, what are you going to do?
But also Gina should start up a website called Gianon, because she just creates these stories and then she decides that they are fact. And then she does everything to find the evidence to support her conspiracy theory. It's like you just like pulled this story at like, it's like Tamara just made up a lie because that's what Tamara does. And then Gina is like, then just like, but I think that this is what actually really happened. And then she won't be satisfied until she gets some sort of answer that somehow satisfies her conspiracy.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, now they're in ring purgatory. So I don't know what's going to happen with the ring. In the other car, Vicky's like, the other day, I called Mike a fire ant because he gets mad and then his face turns red. It's so funny. I said, hey, fire ant. And he said, go to work. Just go to work. Isn't that hilarious? That is so, we are so much in love. We're in love. Everyone's like,
in the backseat. Jen was like, what's a fire ant? She really had no idea what a fire ant was. What is that?
So now Carmela gets pulled over by the cops. It's like, bloop, bloop. She's like, oh my God, we're getting pulled over. I'm going to jail another time, guys.
Pull over safely.
Pull over safe. Do it safely, please. Please pull over safely. You've got a very, very famous actress in your backseat.
Just remind the police officer that we have a spare Erewhon smoothie, okay? So, but I'm sorry, I just burped. But Carmela, there's the talk of the smoothie just created a burp in me. But Carmela, they're like, the officer is like trying to get her pull over, but it seems like she's going on an exit ramp or something. Like, we can see she's just like not slowing down. And Heather's like, are you, you are supposed to slow down. You're supposed to pull over. Do you want to do that? She's like, what? Haven't you run for the cops before? I don't have a driver's license, just so you know. It got suspended. Just kidding. Am I not? What's going on, girls? You know, they're like, Heather's like, if you do not pull over this car right now, it will cost you a lot.
She's like, this is the highlight of the trip, being pulled over. I mean, it's such a thrill. You know, fight or flight. I hope he stretch searches me later.
The cop's like, well, your car is smoked out, your windows are black, and you've got expired registration. And unfortunately, the driver of this car has been labeled as trash in our system. I don't know who did that.
That was me. That was me. I'm sorry. I meant to tell you that. I filed a form at the DMV.
Okay, do you need to tell us anything before the officer comes back to the car, Carmela? And she's like, yeah, I'm probably a murderer. You never know, guys. Well, I've been pulled over twice. And one time, he just wanted a selfie. Then he let me go. I'm a very famous person.
It was just Terry doing cosplay, you know, some weird kink. It's like, hello, young lady. What's going on? You were pulled over for driving too sexily in the right-hand lane. Now,
Terry, do it
hands,
again. Is this supposed to be turning me on? I don't believe you, Terry. Do it again. This time, do it with less of a Wendy Malick voice.
Should we hide a vibrator in there so that way you can say, go fuck yourself? That was a joke, right? That was a joke.
So now we go to Vicky's house tour, and she's like, okay, here's one room. It's this glamorous. Look at this. Look at that chandelier. Isn't that amazing? Okay, this is my place. There's one big bed in this room. There's two beds in theirs. You guys decide who's going to do what. I don't really care. I'm not going to see you because I have a big room. So you guys just do whatever you want, and we'll see it.
Chan's like, well, I could share with someone if someone would like that. I am a very low maintenance guest, and so I could share. I could also not share. I mean, I don't want to be the person that chooses their room. But if I did have to choose a room, I'd take the single. I'm far away from the microwave because that could actually affect my brain chemistry. But I'm like wherever you girls want. I'm very amenable to any suggestions. Yeah.
Shannon, are you sure that you're okay with your room? Because I don't want to have to repack and re-unpack every time you decide you don't like your room, Shannon. Okay?
Okay, but let me just show you. I wasn't very clear. Okay, this room is a room with a stove, but it's an office. Okay, this is where I work. And then this room is a room with two beds, but it's also where I work. And then, so they're basically all the office. So just decide which office you want to sleep in, because I'm going to work. I'm at work, and nobody's going to say anything about it, okay? Because this is a vacation home, but it's also a work home, and that's what I do.
Well, I'm concerned that the two-bed office, that stapler, you know, those staplers are made with all sorts of hyperplastics, and there's just a lot of, like, it leaches into the air, and I can't be in the same room as that stapler, so I'm afraid, ladies, I'm going to have to take the single. Like, well, Shannon, we can move the stapler out of there. No, it's too late. It's there's too much plastic in the air. So I'm sorry. I must take the single bedroom away from the stapler. Thank you.
So we see the other ladies touring their house, and then we come back to Vicky, and everybody's eating outside. They're sitting around eating a little something, and Vicky's like, okay, after this, we're going to go to the driving range, and we're going to whoop it up, and everybody's going to enjoy it, because we've got hats, and they say whoop it up, and that's why I'm back on this show. So everybody just whoop it up. Say, who do I got to whoop it up with to have a woohoo around here? Okay, everybody say that until it catches on all around Laquita, and then everybody's saying it.
Yeah, just like, don't be mean to me. I don't like when people are mean to me. And Jen's like, I've never been mean to you. She's like, well, you were snippy. And Jen's like, well, you started the snip. You were the first snip because you said that she was a troublemaker, right? And Vicky's like, well, I mean, I like Jen being pretty and just sitting there, like, not being mean. That's what I like. I like Vicky. Her whole thing is that she doesn't want people to be mean to her when Vicky is one of the meanest, crankiest
she's
old
so
kids
mean.
On the network.
Yeah, she was so mean to Jen for no reason. She's like, oh, yeah, well, when I get married, it's going to be right away. When I decide to get married, we're not going to wait like you, loser, like sitting around waiting. So shut up, Jen. She's like, what did I even say?
That was so funny, though.
So Jen got that like, straight.
Well, when people get on you, Vicky, you like to divert the attention to Jen.
And then we see the flashback of her doing that. And Emily's like, yeah, you just take your frustrations out on Jen.
Well, I agree. You know, I do do that because she's low-hanging fruit. So that's what I do.
Jen's like, gosh, you know, the things you say, Vicky. She's like, I mean, how are we supposed to take that as a compliment?
Emily goes, I mean, it means you don't earn any kind of respect. That's what that means.
Low-hanging fruit? I mean, geez, that means you're a person that no one respects or you're a gay guy with a big one. I mean, jeez.
But low-hanging fruit, you know, it's very beautiful. It's very ripe. It's very easy to grab. Well, why am I low-hanging fruit? I don't. You know what? I don't like new girls. Just eat your food. I don't like new girls. Okay, so you're just going to be mean to everybody. Better. And then if anybody calls you out, which, by the way, she never even did, you're still going to be mean to them. This is just an asshole.
Jen's like, I'm new to the group. Newer than you. I've been here the last 4 years. Where have you been?
So Emily is like, well, if you want low-hanging fruit, well, why don't you go for Carmella?
And she's like, well, I did go for Carmella. I did that already. I already pruned those branches. I'm ready for the ones that are just a little bit higher up.
Why are you accusing me of not going for Carmella? I did go for Carmella. Duh. Is anybody paying attention here?
Yeah, well, she's the low-hanging fruit. We all know our places, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? We're beating the bloody horse. Can we just stop beating the horse? We are in my house right now. Let's stop. Stop beating the horse. Okay? We're going to go golfing right now. We're going to go golfing. We're going to go golf working. Okay? That's where you try and get a hole into my insurance.
Okay, just make sure this dum-dum over here doesn't hit herself with the golf club. Sorry, low-hanging fruit. It's just right there. Just you got a lot of fruit on your branches. So over in Solvang, they're gonna go. The group is gonna go do some hijinks in town. And Tamara's like,
"Hey, what do you guys think the other guys are doing? Do you think that she's yelling at them to keep things not clean? To keep the, you know, think Vicky's yelling at everyone?"
And Heather's like, don't make Mike upset. That's what she's saying. Ha, 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 ha. And then we see Vicky's house. And Mike shows up after a day of golf. And they're all like, oh, Mike is here. That's fun.
And the editor's putting clown music. It's like, burr, 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 burr. As Mike comes in and just goes into his room and doesn't say hi to anybody.
Doesn't say hi to anyone. He's not like, hello, ladies. Welcome to our house. It's great to have you here. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, he's a real charmer, this guy. So it's Vicky and Mike in the kitchen, and she's like, Did you miss me, Mike? And he's like, Yeah, I did. I miss you. Don't take that long to answer. I'll kick your ass, Mike. You just say it faster.
You know, Mike, I did tell Mike I was coming here for one day with the girls, but he was doing a business trip close, and it's his house too, and if he can come if he wants to. So stop asking me. He can come if he wants to. Why is everybody asking me about Mike? Stop asking me about Mike. Where'd my help?
So then Mickey's like, so, honey, tell the girls to stop asking about marriage, okay? We're going to get married when we want, and we're both divorced, and we do not want another divorce. Shut up. He's like, ha, 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 ha. So,
look at his face. Fire ant face. Fire ant face. I told you. I know. It was fire ant face.
Skidding
did
back.
Your aunt catch on fire? What happened? So, by the way, Mike, how much time do we have with you? He's like, well, you know, you're going to go gambling, right? You're going to go to a casino? He's like, yeah, well, got to go make some money for both of us, hon. So then Emily tells us, I remember in Vegas that he also popped up. Is he checking on Victoria? Also, notice how I only call her Victoria in confessionals. Isn't that funny? I see a pattern here. He's like a whack-a-mole. And now I'm in Vegas. Now I'm in La Quinta. Ha!
Emily's just killing it with these confessionals this year. So now we go to Vicky's group in the car, and Vicky is immediately on her laptop. And she's like, I gotta work.
And Vicky's got emails going. Do you need help with emails?
Yeah, he needs a placement. He's going into retirement. Do you need help, Victoria? Listen, everything you say is going into my email. Please, just give me silence. Give me silence.
You could also type it instead. Victoria, So then they're all in their hats. And so Shannon's like, type it. Oh, actually, Shannon says it herself. She's like, type it then, type it. And they're like, I love Mike. I hope we can get married. And Vicky's like, you know, I'll never find another quality relationship in my life. So stop doing this. Just be quiet, assholes.
What'd you say, Ben?
I was oddly enough on Vicky's side with this, believe it or not. I know we've had discussions about, like, on Girls Trip when they were in the Sprinter van and she was on the laptop. That was not the place to be on it. But this is, they're just going to the golf course. She was just taking care of some emails in between scenes, and she just needs to get some shit done. And they're just being jerks back there.
She's obnoxious. She's having a girls' trip. It's only 24 hours, which is nothing. You just made everybody drive all the way out there for one day. Then your boyfriend shows up, and now you're going to work the whole time and yell at everybody. Vicky's so lame. So Jen's like, well, you know, Vicky, pardon me.
I think I'm just not willing to give Emily anything. That's it.
Yeah, well, I won't give Vicky anything. So no one's getting anything on this recap. That's for sure.
Nothing.
So Jen's like, well, Vicky prides herself on, you know, being a hardworking woman, which she is, but she's also an asshole when she does that. Look at me, Jen. Look at me. Confessional warrior Jen today.
Yeah. When you're with your girlfriends, you should shut your phone down. And so then Vicky just gives them the bird. And Jen's like, are you serious right now? Are you serious? I cannot believe this. Oh. I'm sorry. Are you guys reacting to the middle finger? I was just talking about the fact that I found a Jolly Rancher in my pocket. Can you believe it? Are you serious? There was a Jolly Rancher in there all this time.
Why does the wrapper stick to these things every single time? Can I just open a Jolly Rancher? God. The plastics inside of me. Jolly Rancher plastics inside of me.
I'm not a Jolly Rancher. I'm a sad rancher. You know, the thing is this, that sometimes a rancher finds out that another rancher who was in a lifelong commitment with the first rancher is walking on the beach with a slut. And then the first rancher stops being a Jolly Rancher and winds up being a sad rancher. And that's because of the other rancher. It's not her fault. So I just want everyone to know that about the Jolly Rancher, that sometimes the Jolly Rancher just needs a moment. Thank you.
You know, would it be so much to ask for a slightly traumatized rancher?
Well, I guess this Jolly Rancher, this Jolly Rancher can just buy shoes for another rancher, but then that rancher can't pay for a facelift for the first rancher. So I guess that's just a money bag rancher that's having to pay for things. It's just the rancher's been through a lot, guys. Do we have been through a lot, ranchers?
Don't even get me started on the rancher. Don't even get me started on the rancher who made out with a 30-year-old 2 days after he made out with me. Slutty rancher.
So now we go on a bike ride, a thing where they're pedaling things, carts or whatever, with Tamara's group. And the other group is golfing. It's all wacky times. Look at us. We're riding bikes. We're golfing. So the golf teacher is like, okay, ladies, you're going to swing and follow through with a decent finish.
Oh, Shannon needs a decent finish. She could use that. Just finish all over Shannon's face. It was in the pamphlet.
And the guy's like, ha, 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 ha. So Jen's like, I think it's been a long time since Shannon's had a proper finish, but I tell her all the time, you wear too many Spanx. That's a lot of work for a proper finish. Well, it's a got to keep it together rancher. Sorry about that.
I did golf lessons 10 years ago. I was so good at golf. Watch this. Nothing. Swing. Nothing. I quit. I hate this game. Fuck off.
Yeah. Then the other girls are like pedaling through Solvang, annoying all the cars that are trying to go at a normal speed. And Heather's like, oh, look, that's the Solvang Bakery. We are not allowed to go in there. I already got you snacks from Erewhon. And they're like, oh my, Carmel's like, oh my God, you're all going to have diabetes next. Ha, ha, ha. She's like, by the way, how was your drive? Was it fun, Carmella? How did it go? And she's like, yeah, I feel like we talked about certain things that needed to be aired. Oh, listen, what's confusing to me in this particular scenario is that Gina
took this thing that I said about her and told Emily to take this piece of info that's obviously not gonna go well for me and, you know, hand it to someone who's gonna use it. It's just, it's like a smoothie from a regular supermarket that Gina goes to. Disappointing.
And then Heather tells us what I figured was going on the whole time. She's like, what these girls have said behind this girl's back are atrocious. Not only would I not repeat them, I would also not tell her. So they were all talking shit, but now they're all pretending like it was just Heather who's saying she's trashy, which I figured.
Well, and that's, yes, that's why they're really mad, because they were all talking shit and they're like, fuck this new girl. Fuck her coming onto our show. Fuck this new girl. But then Heather's like, oh, I'm like, they all sort of had this unspoken thing. Like, we're over here. She's over there. But then Heather then goes over and starts being friends with the new girl. And they're like, but what about our lunch table? And I think that's one of the things that's making them really pissed off.
And then they've put her in this position where now she says, well, you know, Gina calls you a whore face with an asshole that as wide as a tunnel or whatever. She would be being mean to Carmella. So they've kind of got her, you know, where she's like, yeah. Oh, I apologize. But she still can't say everybody else was mean or whatever. I hope she does, though. So Gina's like, well, I'll go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you say what Gina says, then I'll chime in afterwards.
Oh, like she's going to do a real thing with Carmella and she knows it's going to upset me and she doesn't even call me. That's not cool.
Yeah. And Gina's like, she's like, I hope she's not in that like bicycle cot, like blaming us now.
And the reason why Gina thinks that is because she knows that she talks shit about Carmella. And she knows that that's what that's like Heather's counter is like, yeah, they did this because they want, like, you know, they just are. I'm tangled up in my words. The point is this. She's got a guilty conscience. And that's why she suspects that Heather is doing that, because that's what Gina would have done in that situation.
It's like, it's time for dinner. Stop trying to brainwash people, Heather. Let's go. Brainwash, huh? She's like, oh, I dropped my purse. Chanel down. Chanel down, everybody. What an accident.
Oh, whoops. God. Wow, this is Chanel, Carmella, by the way. I'm not sure if you've ever seen one of these in the dumpster you live in. So Gina's like,
wow, the price of Gina's entire condo just fell on the ground. Hold on, let me.
Gina's like, could you even imagine if we ran with that purse?
I'd be like, Heather would just go get a new one. But if it was the other way around, you'd be like,
oh my God, you ran over my Chanel.
So, then we go back to the golf range and, you know, everyone's cheering Vicky about, and like Emily's doing this annoying like cheerleading thing. She's like, go Vicky, you can do it. Put your butt into it. Go Vicky. Do your email. And Vicky's like, oh my God, I've been excited about having the girls
making fun of me. You know, I'm excited to have everybody in my house. And I don't understand why they're picking at me. They're picking at me for some odd reason. They need to respect me and my workload. The reason that they're here is because I work. Oh, yeah. We're just all so fucking lucky to be getting a glimpse of Vicky's life in La Quinta. Wow. Thank you so much. This was life-changing.
Is this the sofa where you watch 2.5 Men reruns?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Shannon is like,
I need to putt. I need to putt and pee. Okay, oh my God, I'm about to pee my pants. Oh my God. Oh guys, oh please let me use your bathroom.
So she goes off and there's like these houses that are on the golf course. So she just goes into someone's house. By the way, I don't see the appeal of living on a golf course. Maybe if you play golf, that's the appeal. But in my mind, I just see shattered windows. I'm like,
there are a lot of those.
Yeah. Did you ever live in a golf course growing up?
No, I didn't live in one. I stayed in one in La Quinta with my parents and their friends. They were all on this like friend trip on a golf course in La Quinta. And so I drove up to spend a couple days with them, and it was hilarious. They really do stand out on the balcony and watch the golf course. And the men went golfing one day, and then all the women stood on the golf course drinking, and when the men passed, they would be like, Hi, it's us. And one of them was like, hey, Tommy, love you, honey, love you. I'll never forget her, Diane and Tommy. But that was my La Quinta golf course. I was like, wow, people really do this. They stand on a balcony and they scream down at the golfers. And then the guys wave up like, that's me, honey. Watch this one. It's about to be a good one. Don't miss it.
It's very prime real estate on a golf course. And like, I mean, it's pretty to look at. Look out your window, you see rolling hills of green and everything. But I'm just like, oh, it's people outside my window. And my window is now also broken. I don't know. But I mean, I can see the appeal now that we've talked about it. But yeah, not going to happen for me. So Shannon goes into
if I wanted to sit around and watch a bunch of holes I'm not able to hit, I could move back to West Hollywood.
There we go. Thank you, Alfredo. Thank you,
Alfredo. Thank you.
So Shannon's peeing in these people's place, and then Vicky's like, I mean, Shannon's running into someone's house. She doesn't even know to take a bathroom break, and I can't answer my emails. This is unfair. I'm like, I think going potty is okay. I think people are okay with their friends needing to use the toilet.
Yeah, she's just a miserable human. What are you going to do? So they're like, oh, let's leave Shannon. That's going to be hilarious. We could just drive out without Shannon. So they drive in circles and Shannon has to run around.
Oh, don't leave me. Oh, by the way, thank you, neighbors. Thanks for the soft soap.
I feel like the root of so many of Emily's jokes and funny moments is like humiliation. And I think that's sad. So then the girls drive off because, right, she's trying to like leave Shannon there. And then I'm not trying to be serious about a stupid little funny scene, but like ultimately the idea is that like Shannon's left alone. And then Shannon's like, they left without me, which I mean, of course I would enjoy that. I think that would be very funny. But I feel like as a friend, I just feel like all of her sort of like pranks and funny moments are about making her friends feel bad. If you really think about it.
Yeah, that's Emily. So I was cracking up when Shannon left and they said, did you wash your hands? She's like, yes, they had soft soap. It was soft
soap. I gave it 5 stars. 5-star review, but there was a stapler. I could feel it. I could feel it in my brain.
So we go to Solvang and the girls are heading to dinner. And Gina's like, oh my God, like, it's such a cute town. Yes, everything looks so much better wrapped up in a cute, little, quaint, antique-looking home.
Isn't it cute? So then they go to this restaurant, and the waitress takes orders, and this cracked me up, because Heather's like, I think I will have a steak frites medium, please. And then they, and an espresso martini. And then they all are like, I think I'm going to have the same. I'll have the same.
Yeah, I have the same.
Just all get medium steak frites. I don't know why that cracked me up so much. They all follow Heather, but then they're so mad about everything that Heather does, and yet they copy her completely, even down to their order.
Okay, well, it's really quiet right now, but I'm just going to say it. You had said that Max would be looking for a home, and you suggested that you were going to reach out to Carmela about that. Yes. And then both Tamara and Emily told you that Gina's probably going to be upset by the, but then as my friend, you know, like then to go to her instead of me, that was very hurtful to me. Like I've known you for 5 years, Hannah, and you asked my opinion about a lot of real estate things. Like, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Who told you you would be good at this? Stuff like that. And the fact that you didn't even ask my opinion, and like, I know Max is, shut up, Gina. Okay. So I know Max and the Oppenheimer group. Yes. That you're probably trying to get into through Heather and Max. And also, you know, you just illustrated a really good point. Max is a real estate agent. So why would, if she didn't even use her own son,
Nikki, like, is.
Why but would you?
But your point offended? Is, yeah. So Gina's like,
she's like, I just think it's like really shitty that Heather didn't come to me because like we're in this environment, like this bubble where the support of your friend matters and she knows that and she chose not to support me.
I would have to go back and watch the launch of the HD network, but I seem to remember that Emily and Gina were not the most supportive. I mean, I feel like everything that Heather does, Gina's like, I mean, like what? Like HD network? I mean, yes, HD network was ridiculous. But Gina demanding all the support when she's been nothing but an underminer to Heather for years on this show, like, give me a break.
Even last year with the, like, what? Heather's a comedian now? Like, she's supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like nonstop. So Heather's like,
Heather has to now drum up another speech where she has to pretend like she cares about what this poor person has to say. She's like, Gina, I'm so sorry that you're hurt by that. And also, I'm so sorry you forgot to take the hanger out of your blazer. Would you like some help with that? Okay, we fixed it. So to me, I'm looking for a rental for Max, potentially in an area that Carmela lives in. I'm not buying a home. I'm looking for a rental like what you used to have. But I want someone not who's lived in one, but who has rented them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but even that, like, it blew my mind that you've spoken unkindly about her and then you're going to go have her help you with real estate. What the fuck? Are you fake as fuck, Heather?
Yeah. You're such an asshole. Oh my gosh. You're really leaning into this. First of all, we all know that you've called Carmela all kinds of names. I can't wait to the reunion where Carmela's like, but wait, Heather, you said that they all talked bad about me. What did they say? Because I want to know what they said. And Gina being like, oh my God, this blew my mind. You're asking something. And then Heather's response is like, listen, it's Carmela. It's just a rental. Why would I give her anything more than a rental? It's pathetic. It's pathetic that I even thought of her for that. Why would you fight over a rental? You're still doing my rental, right, Carmela? Of course. Because you're trash. Gina, what are you upset?
Everything is just like shitty all around. Yeah, because there is this element of like, oh, I wouldn't give any real business to Carmela. I mean, look at her. But then also there's Gina being like, why would you even use her? I mean, look at her. She's just like getting it from both ends. And Carmela's like, hello, I'm right here. So Heather's like, don't you know me well enough to know that I'm not fucking fake? I prejudge this woman. I feel bad about it. And we are actually getting to know each other and like each other. And when I feel terrible, and I feel terrible for what I said, because trash should be able to enjoy living as just trash. You know what I'm saying? You get it, Carmela.
Well, you should feel terrible about that, because it was horrible. I do, but it just keeps getting brought up over and over and over again.
And Gina's like, well, that's not me. And then Heather, like, makes this paddle with her hand, and she just sort of, like, raises it up, like it's about to come thwomp down on something. She goes, well, you told Emily about what I said. And Gina's like, what? Gina's fully caught here, and she doesn't even know what to say.
Well, she said, first, Gina said earlier, like, the only reason that Heather did that thing with the rental is because she got mad that I told Emily. And so this is her, like, petty reaction. And so when Heather's like, well, you did tell Emily the things I said about Carmela, and that wasn't nice. Gina's like, like, she's shocked when you already know that's why she did it. And by the way, that is a good reason. If I heard that one of my friends was trying to, like, fuck with my reputation with some new girl behind my back and telling them secret things, getting certain things that I said in secret to them, I wouldn't hire... Why would she hire you to do any real estate thing? You're completely untrustworthy as a friend. Why would she offer you money as a reward?
Right. And then Gina tells us, Heather's deflecting, and the bottom line is you called Carmela trashy. If you don't want something spread around, don't fucking say it. You were the one who was most heinous out of everyone to Carmela. I would even wager to say almost worse than Vicky, except for Vicky maybe teetered over in Vegas when she basically told Carmela she was a bad parent. But, like, Gina was the one who just came in hot for Carmela about the vibrator, about how much Joan was getting paid. Is she even a developer? She calls herself a developer. Does she work in real estate? I mean, like, from the get-go, and now she's going to clutch her pearls? Please.
Yeah. And Heather's like, well, when I heard about that information getting disseminated, to be honest with you, I thought you did that on purpose to hurt me.
No, you're wrong. I think you're twisting this for no reason. I didn't want to hurt you. I just wanted to hurt your chances of becoming friends with a new girl.
Well, this is my opinion on it. Oh, yeah? Well, your opinion sucks.
Okay.
Hey, wait a second. I think where Gina's coming from is that she just wants you to say, hey, listen, friend. She goes, yeah, I was shocked that you did not pick up the phone. Oh.
Break. Gina. And
did you not think that would hurt Gina's feelings?
Well, doesn't it hurt your feelings? Aren't you a real estate person too? Or did we forget that whole storyline? Wasn't Tamara a realtor? Isn't that how she met Heather? She's like,
I can't just see the TV at home because I'm a realtor now.
Yeah, Tamara is like selectively a realtor every few seasons. So Heather's like, no, I did not think it would hurt her feelings because to me, it was just a rental property. It was like a pittance. It was like giving, you know, a toy to the poor during the holiday times. That's what Carmela is.
Well, I don't think that you would, but you would hurt me on purpose. But the first year I got my real estate license, and then you were confused, quote unquote, whether I was using you for your real estate contacts and not. And, you know, now you said you weren't confused.
Okay, but you are mad at her right now about real estate. So I think that proves the original point that you were kind of using people for the money that they could bring you. Like, I couldn't imagine going up to a friend and being like, how dare you not give me the commission over somebody? That's just so tacky. It's just so tacky. Oh, my God.
Right. So Heather's like, Tamara's the one that told me, and I did nothing with that because that would be ridiculous. And Gina's like,
but then we see the clips, and this is not what Heather said. Tamara's like,
yeah, she said that you were using her for real estate contacts. And Heather goes, well, she won't be getting any of those.
Yeah, exactly. She did say that, but she didn't. I guess is Heather saying that she didn't use it against Gina, like in an argument or something like that?
Yeah, she's saying she could have used it as a big storyline and she didn't do it. Like Tamara told her, basically Tamara tried to bait her with this stuff to use against Gina and she didn't use it against Gina, but Gina was still using that the whole storyline or the whole season anyway against Heather, if I remember correctly, because she was like, oh my God. And then Heather, you accused me of using you for contacts. And Heather's like, no, I never took up that story. That was just something that Tamara was trying to make happen. But Gina still ran with it anyway. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe Heather is accusing me of using it for real estate. It's the same thing she and Emily do every season, which is try and make fights with people over no reason and then making them happen, whether or not the person is fighting with them or not. Just like this one. It's this exact same fight.
And Gina says, when I just got my real estate license and the ink was still wet, she was like, you're using me for my real estate contacts. And then when she didn't even believe that, so she's fake as fuck. So Gina is saying that Heather was pretending to be offended by the situation when she didn't even really believe it was true in the first place. And so that was like fake. I mean, like this is such a strange argument that she has. I mean, basically, it's like what you said at the top of the show. Gina wants Heather as a client, and she was mad that the insinuation before was that Gina was wanted Heather as a client, and she was like, no, I never said I wanted Heather as a client or her connections, but now she's upset that she doesn't have Heather as a client.
Yeah. So Heather's like, I love Gina. I love our friendship, but these kind of moments really set me back. And it's hard to keep moving forward with someone you feel like is always trying to look for cracks. 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 So Tamara's like, how do you feel all about this trash lady? Come on, Carmela. You should open up. She's like, well, I mean, you did ask me, you know, you texted me and said you were looking forward to seeing me. And then my head is spinning because I'm like, well, does she like me? Or do you think I'm trash? And Tamara's like,
that's a valid point. That's a valid point. Do you think she's trash, Heather?
Well, we were already becoming friends at that point. I had my first trash friend. I was excited. She goes, well, I mean, I don't know what the timeline was. You know, what Heather's saying is that she spent more time with me and she realized how much she actually likes me. And I want to trust that. Or maybe she is a really good actress. Thank you. Thank you. It's the latter.
Take the maybe out, trash. Okay. Now,
Gina, I would like to say to you, I'm truly sorry, poor person.
She's like, okay, well, I'm sorry that I told Emily stuff, rich person.
And Tamara's like,
I need to motorboat her to make things better.
And Heather is like, I might suffocate. That's so trashy. And Tamara's like,
you're the one who said it.
It's like, well, what I will say is we all love having you here. And, but, well, I don't know about everybody. I should only speak for myself because apparently I talk too much. And Carmela's like, well, who else is talking shit? She's like, well, Vicky doesn't like you that much. Oops, I guess I just did the thing I got mad about Gina doing for on my behalf.
Yeah, except that Carmela kind of knows that one already. And they're like, oh, yeah, it was funny how you were kind of shady with your gifts because you gave Shannon a much nicer purse than you gave Vicky a little wallet. And she's like, well, she's lucky that I even got her a gift. I mean, after all the things she said about me, I should have just got her a vibrator to tell her to go fuck herself.
So Tamara's like,
Carmela, do you like Vicky?
And Carmela's like, well, I mean, I do. She just gave me a hard time. Sometimes you just, you know, you get older and you just, I mean, you know, you lose. I don't mean it like that. But, you know, sometimes when you reach a certain age, I don't know. I mean, what I'm trying to say is she really enjoys Ovaltine. And Tamara's like,
well, she's very conscious of you. And she wants to know why you don't have any TVs on the wall in your house. Why don't you have any TVs? Are you afraid of ghosts coming through them and stealing little girls?
So then we see that Vicky has basically been accusing her of, I mean, what it sounds like is like, oh, she's just renting this house for TV, right? Because she's like, she doesn't have anything in the pantry. She doesn't have any food in the pantry. No TVs on the wall. I mean, there's no towel in the bathroom. Like, what is this? There's something not right about this. And Carmela's like, seriously? Well, I'm going to FaceTime my man right now. And she FaceTimes him. There's like a little head bobbing up and down. She's like, show them the pantry, honey. He's like, oh, hold on. Get off of me. Okay, yeah, there's food in the pantry. She's like, see you guys. This is crazy. What is she? Inspector fucking Gadget?
Whoa. So that concludes the episode.
I'm not a Carmela hater, but yeah, this is Carmela. One season wonder.
That concludes the Solvang portion of the episode, but now we go over to La Quinta, where everything will surely go great. So they're back at Vicky's house and they're going to get in the pool and Shannon's like, oh my God, it's cold outside. And Vicky goes, it's 95 degrees out. So they're in the pool and he's like, there's something on my foot. It's a condom. And there's some, I don't know, like a Swiffer pad or something that she steps on. I don't know what it was.
So then Vicky and Shannon wackily get into the hot tub by crawling over the edge. Like, whoa, can't, oh, this is hard. Oh, gosh, we're getting old. Oh, whoa, get my knee up. And that takes 10 minutes, and Emily and Jen are just like, wow, you guys are hilarious. So they start talking, and Emily's like, let's talk about Jen.
Yeah, I'm the low-hanging fruit. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about me being the low-hanging fruit? What about that?
Yeah, it does sounds that bother like you get you? Frustrated at the table and then you're mean to Jen. Let's talk about that.
And so Vicky's like, oh, I'm tired of it. Like, leave Mike and I alone. Okay, we're good. And Shannon's like, well, but it's not nice to call someone low-hanging fruit. Do you know what? There's a lot of carbs in fruit. It's very insulting. She's no, whatever. No, don't say whatever. Don't be Tamara. That's not nice. I would not like to be called that. Please don't call me low-hanging fruit or even high-hanging fruit. Please, you know what? Call me a delicious piece of protein. How about call me salmon with a little bit of cream cheese in the inside?
Well, you call me low-hanging fruit. I don't care. Just call me low-hanging working fruit. Just call me that. Office fruit. I'm office fruit. And Emily's like, you wouldn't like that. You got called Debbie Downer and that made you mad because I'm not a Debbie Downer. Cut to 10 minutes later where I'm kicking everybody out of my house.
It's not nice to say low-hanging fruit, okay? It's obviously the worst fruit that there possibly is. And Vicky's like, okay.
You guys, stop poking the bear. The bear's going to come out. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, why is that bear on his laptop?
It seems like you're poking Jen all the time. And Jen's like, yeah, you're poking my bear. Thank you so much, by the way. Thank you for poking my bear. It's a cute bear. It's like, well, she pokes me, so I poke back. It's bear poke. Two bears poking each other. Okay. She's like, no, but
I think I do ask things about you that you don't like. Yeah, but sometimes it's just not your business. Because I literally have a business. And I'm working. I'm working right now. My laptop works underwater. Okay, get out of the way. I'm working.
Well, Victoria has an opinion about everybody. But then when we ask her stuff, she doesn't want to talk about Mike. She doesn't want to talk about the ring. She tells everyone to fuck up. I mean, I think it's only fair that she shares much as I do.
Yeah, well, look how entertaining that is. So Vicky's like, how about this? Everyone leave me alone, okay? I've been hurt in relationships in the past by other people's opinions. And Emily is like, she's like, well, it's not about your relationship. Maybe we feel like we're putting a lot of time and energy into a friendship with you and it's not reciprocated back. Okay, Emily, you're not putting time and energy into a friendship with Vicky. You are sitting here trying to extract storyline and like find the scandal so you can hang around to dry. I'm not saying that Vicky is great or good by any means, and I'm not saying that her relationship is in a good place, but please don't try to act like you're trying to have a friendship with this woman. You're just trying to pull out something that you guys can all jump on top of. And Vicky knows it, which is why Vicky is circling the wagons.
She's being an asshole to somebody and then being like, I'm just trying to be your friend.
Oh, it's okay. Very Heather Gay.
Yeah. So Vicky's like, oh my God, get the flip over it. I was just doing emails for half an hour.
She's like, I'm not going to get over it. You told us to shut up.
Oh God.
Yes.
You were rude. She's like, okay, listen, I got your message. You guys dissect it however you want. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay.
Well, words can be hard.
What are you doing right now? You're in my home. Respect me. Respect me and be quiet. Be quiet. But then like again, I hate when people say, you're my home. And I hate that. You don't get to just be an asshole to everybody just because they're in your house.
That's not good hosting. You're being a dictator. And it's like a perfectly nice home, but like they could be in any other Airbnb too. So Shannon is like,
well, I feel like I'm in a no-win situation. It's like walking into a bathroom and there's no soft soap. It's just a no-win situation. And with Vicky, she's not listening and she's at this point where she just won't hear what anyone has to say.
Which is when you, Shannon, should be like, guys, I think we're not getting anywhere with this. Let's table this for tomorrow. I do think that she should say that. If she's recognizing it's a no-win situation, then you call people off.
Well, also, how does this cast not realize that Gina and Emily both, even if they're separated, are going to do nothing but start fights that producers are telling them to? It's like the same thing over and over, and they never catch on to it. Just tell Emily, shut up, or start asking Emily about her terrible marriage and her
insecurities.
Just start asking her questions. Like, they're all so dumb that they fall for it every single time Emily does it and then victimizes herself. And then they keep following the same circles, and it cracks me up. So Vicky's like, okay, you know, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm not doing it tonight because tonight we're going to do pizzas. All right, this is bullshit. We're going to make pizzas.
Well, I don't think that you should stop picking on me. I don't think we're picking on you, Vicky. I'm merely relitigating my childhood trauma with my own mother with you. Okay, you know what? Sincerely, stop, 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 stop. Like, okay.
But they literally won't. I mean, that's never going to do it. So Vicky really starts getting triggered. And then she goes in and she's like opening the oven, like, kind of jerking it open and making stupid little homemade pizzas. And then Shannon comes in. She's like, oh my God, why are you crying, Shannon? She's like,
because I know this was important to you and I just wanted to end up being nice for everyone.
She's like, God, I don't want you to cry. I'm very upset right now. I don't want to deal with you crying. And you should have stood up for me. She's like, well, I am in the middle. I'm in the middle. Here I am in the middle of people again. And then the other girls come in and they're like, Vicky, are you mad? She's like, yes, I'm very upset right now. If you want to make a pizza, we're going to make a pizza. There's things in the pantry, like olives.
I just want to get into my pajamas and read my Bible and pray. So Vicky's like, I mean, what a way to... So Emily and Jen just go off. They go off to get in their pajamas or something like that. And Vicky's like, what a way to fuck up my night. I only have so many nights left on this earth that I'm not going to be so angry.
Third episode where Vicky's planning on dying within a, you know, 5-year period.
Well, I just wasted another night. So then Vicky is like, what are they doing in there anyway? Talking about me? Better not talk about me. They could leave. Okay, come here and eat some fucking pizza. She's just being like a terrible host right now.
So Jen and Emily sort of like slink back into the kitchen in their pajamas that Shannon got them. And then it's all awkward. And Shannon's just slicing this onion very quietly, very slowly. She's like, it's just like tension in the air.
But then she tries to make it fun, Shannon. She's like, well, welcome to the kitchen, ladies. Buongiorno, no, no. So Jen's like, Vicky, I'm sorry. It seems like you feel down. It's like, but I'm very upset. And I appreciate you saying you're sorry. And when I'm saying I'm sorry, I move on. Okay. I don't want to go back. Let's not go back there.
Well, I don't remember you ever saying you're sorry.
Shannon's like, oh gosh. Oh, can we just.
Emily, that's not how you. It's like, when did you say that you were sorry? It's like, you know what? Please stop, Emily. Please. Remember before when I said stop. Stop. No, I'm just asking, Mom. And Shannon's like, okay, but
does anyone want to cut some tomatoes? Vicky, do you want me to have these tomatoes cut? Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
And Emily is like, Vicky, it's not.
Just stay stopping if I'm just asking questions, Vicky.
It's like, what can I say right now? I'm really sorry about the fruit. I don't know what to say I'm sorry to you about, Emily. But I'm sorry to you for whatever you're mad about. It's like,
you don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, Emily, because no one's done anything to you. Shut up. Just shut up. Oh, my God. She's poking.
Vicky is having a pity party for herself. She's being a terrible host. She is the one who said the insulting thing, and then she is the one who's not apologizing, and then she's acting like she did apologize, and she is withholding information. She is, by and large, she is terrible. And yet, oddly enough, I'm still on her side because I find that Emily is, it's like annoying what Emily is doing. It's annoying to me, and like you're not going to get another response out of her, and you know you're not, and you're just pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And I don't know. Like, I feel like Vicky is just dealing with annoying teenagers right now, and she's fed up. She's just at her limit. And so she's just like, I'm done. I'm losing my fucking mind right now. Okay. It's like,
by the way, everyone, that pizza sauce is done. Everything is fine. We're a happy family. Oh, guys. Hey, has anyone ever used this pizza sauce before? Have you? It's really good. It's delicious. Put it on cream cheese. Put it on salmon. It's a great pizza sauce.
Oh, God. Thank God Michael's not here. Thank God, Michael is not here.
What would Michael do?
Because Michael's worried that I'm going to get stressed because this group isn't always nice to each other.
You're stressing yourself out. I feel like all we have to do is have an honest conversation like friends, Vicky.
Listen to me. You listen to me right now. She expressed that she didn't want the low-hanging fruit. I said I was sorry. Now, 2 hours later, we're still talking about low-hanging fruit. What else do you want me to say?
This is bullshit. I don't appreciate negative energy in my home. I feel Jen and Emily are absolutely trying to ruin the evening. I love that she's the one saying she doesn't like negative energy when she is the gray cloud filling every corner of it.
Yeah. So Jen's like, what do we do? What's the problem? We're just talking. She's like, I'm taking my mic off. I'm done.
Game.
So Vicky, here we go. Vicky quitting again.
Play the quiet game. I'm taking everyone just play the quiet game. Play the quiet game, okay? So Emily's like, maybe it's disrespectful if you tell us to play the quiet game. You're treating us like children. I mean, you're acting like a child. Let's be honest here. So Vicky quits, which is also ridiculous. I mean, they're all being so silly. And I'm, of course, having a great time watching it. And Jen goes to Shannon. She's like, you're just like dancing around all of this. Okay, you're like the dancing fruit. She's like, well, I am trying to salvage the night. Do you want a pizza or do you not want a pizza? I want low-hanging pizza tonight. That's what I want.
Vicky's mumbling, like, I spent $400 hitting the pool. Did they even say thank you? No. Listen, if you're having to worry about the $400 every time somebody comes to swim in your pool, you shouldn't have a pool.
Yeah, that's miserly right there. So then Mike shows up, and the music is like, wah, like, oh no, Mike is here.
What are we going to do with Mike? Oh no, terrifying fire ant Mike is here.
It feels like a horror movie because Vicky has gotten, she's getting angrier and angrier, and now she's like gone off to her room, and there's like this feeling like in her room, she's like switched into her native form, which is like some 700-year-old witch that's like, looks like a tree or something like that. And like, oh, you cannot cast eyes on Victoria in this form. And Mike's knocking the door, like, Vicky, will you let me in? And he's like standing outside the bedroom door for a long time. And then she finally lets him in. And it's like, what's happening in the bedroom?
Oh, gosh. Should we leave? Should we just leave here?
Well, I want to call an Uber.
Okay, well, I'll turn the ovens off. I don't want to burn down our house. You would think that I would tell my children that at some point, but I don't know. Maybe they'll learn from this episode. Too late.
So then Vicky comes out of the bedroom,
And Shannon's like, Vicky, this is not good. And she's like, Mike is here. Okay, we're not talking about Mike because he's already very upset. She's like, well, everyone's feeling very uncomfortable. And then Emily and Jen are packing. And Vicky's like, you guys, everybody can get the fuck out of my home. And then she goes up to the production. She's like, I'm out of my mind with what's going on. I'm out.
Everyone get out.
Oh, Vicky, what a loser. The fact that this is your 20th year and you can still be this triggered by Emily, who is doing the most ham-handed nagging and triggering I've ever seen in my life. It's like, so, you are such a sucker.
Yeah, seriously. Also hilarious that the cliffhanger is, will the women leave Vicky's La Quinta house?
Like 2 hours before they're going to be forced out anyway, because this is only a 24-hour trip.
I know. Will they get a pizza?
Bye, Vicky.
What will their dinner be? Anywho, yeah. that was a very funny episode full of huge amounts of hypocrisy from so many different people, which is fun for us. And everyone have a great weekend. Be sure to get your tickets. The entire schedule, our tour schedule, is on our website, watchworkrappins.com. Go get your tickets because there's not a lot of time before the first show. And we'll catch you on Monday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo ES.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
She's our princess. It's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie. It's Sarah Telefson.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop. It's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose. It's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.